So I heard you came from a tough situation growing up. Could you tell me a little bit about your background?
I'm from Los Angeles, California, South Central. I grew up on the east side of Los Angeles, to be exact. I grew up with three other siblings, one sister, two brothers, a mother and a father in my household. Unfortunately, my father passed away when I was in the seventh grade due to lung cancer. It was all crazy. Nobody knew what to do. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, what path to follow, nothing like that.
Your father passed away while you were very young. What was your mentality at that point?
At that point, I didn't know nothing about life. I was just going on with life. I didn't have no goals. I just knew football, and football was going to take me to school. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got to school, what to major in. I didn't know anything like that. I just knew to stay focused and just to go to school and play ball.
Your father's death, what kind of impact did that take on you as a person?
As a young kid, it didn't really impact me. I just knew that my dad was gone. I didn't know nothing else. It was just that he was gone. As I got older and I got to high school and I realized what was a dad there for, a father was there for, and I realized a lot of things that I missed out on. And it impacted me, like, I had to realize, grow up, be a man right now, do what you seen him doing, and you'll be all right. So I ain't gonna say I was sad. It took a minute for me to get sad. It was more so motivated. He died for smoking cigarettes, so I knew I'm not gonna smoke cigarettes. It was just everything he did, I knew I wasn't gonna do. Not trying to say my dad was a bad person, I just knew that those are the things that killed him, and I don't wanna go that same route. So that, it just basically motivated me from staying out of trouble, doing drugs, just being trying to be a successful person. That's pretty much it.
Right now, you're our basketball coach for the Lacer program. You're influencing kids now. Did your father's death influence you at all to become what you are today?
My father's personality itself influenced me to become who I am today. He always was a helpful guy. He never looked past anyone. No matter if he didn't have much, he'll do whatever it takes to make sure both persons, him including the other person who needed help, was okay. So I always knew when I grow up, no matter what, I need to give back, because he always talked about giving back. And to take it a little deeper, my dad took two kids in that wasn't his. So from that alone, I realized that it's not about what you make, it's about what you want to do. And he wanted to take them kids in and be a good man to them, be a good father to them. So I just realized that it ain't about if it's not yours. It's just about helping the next person. So with that being said, his death didn't really influence me to be a coach. His personality itself helped me be a coach and made me realize what I'm here for.
What do you think your plans are for the future?
My plans for the future? I have big plans. First of all, I'm still trying to play football. Only reason why I'm trying to play football is because when I play football, I feel like I'm closer to my pops, like he's still here. But after football, I plan on using my football money to go ahead and open up a daycare. I don't want to have a simple daycare. I want a daycare that's really focused for single parents that struggled in the communities and stuff like that. Something similar to my mom, because I knew the struggle she went through. So my future is going to be to make everybody else's life better. That's what I want to do in my future.
No role models, and I'm here right now. No role models to speak of. Searching through my memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed.